Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Divorce Girl Smiling Podcast. My name is Jackie Pilisoff, and I'm your host. I'm the creator and editor-in-chief of Divorce Girl Smiling, which is a website, a podcast, and a mobile app. So I want to start out by saying Happy Mother's Day to everyone. Mom, you're doing a great job. That's to all moms, not my mom, but if she's listening, happy Mother's Day, Mom. I don't think she's listening, but she's a wonderful, wonderful mom. To everybody listening, I want to wish you all the best for a happy Mother's Day. You deserve it. You are a wonderful mother, and do something nice for yourself today. And one nice thing you're doing for yourself today is listening to the Divorce Girl Smiling podcast, because I am going to talk all about the single mom, how I can help you, offer you advice, give you tips, tell you some things that are going to make you feel really great and inspire you too. So with that said, I want to start off by talking about 9 characters who played single moms and the gifts that they gave us. So I wrote an article on this subject a long time ago, and I really thought it was a great article to talk about in a podcast, because you're going to learn a lot. So here we go on this. Here are 8 single mom characters, and see if you remember any of these and the gifts that they gave us. The first one is, and this is... So I grew up in the 80s, 70s and 80s, and my one of my favorite shows was One Day at a Time. And I don't know if people on here listening remember that show. If you're in your 50s, you definitely do. If you're in your 40s, maybe you do. I'm not sure. If you're in your 30s, no, you don't. But Anne Romano was a single mom. And, you know, back then, there weren't very many. And in the 70s, you know, was a big decade of people getting divorced. And so Anne Romano was the mom, and she had 2 teenage daughters, and she was newly divorced, and she was dating her divorce attorney. And it was really, you know, somebody who was ahead of her time. And I always remember how strong she was and what a wonderful mom she was. And she just took things one day at a time, which is how they came up with the name of the show. But what I never expected was that I would end up as a single mom. I mean, I was, you know, a 10-year-old watching that show. But I will never forget how tough she was and how strong she was and how she kept going. And really how she learned to live one day at a time. So that's the first one. The second single mom character was from a movie played by Diane Keaton. The second single mom was J.C. Wyatt. And J.C. Wyatt was the mom played by Diane Keaton in Baby Boom. I don't know if you ever saw that movie. It's from like 1987. Great movie about this highly great movie about this career-driven shark played by Diane Keaton, who is just so into her career and is on the fast track at this advertising agency, and she inherits this baby. And her gift to us is that she taught us how to combine kids and career. So she made it work. At the end of the movie, you know, she ended up deciding to leave this high power career, but she still was extremely successful financially and fulfilled in life. So that's what we learned from her. Number 3, Lynn Sear. Lynn Sear was the mom in the movie The Sixth Sense. So I don't know if anybody ever saw that movie. It's from like 1999. Great, great movie with Bruce Willis and Toni Collette. And she's a single mom, and her gift was that she gave us the her gift was that she showed us what unconditional love was. So this woman had this son who had this special gift, And everybody thought he was a freak and he didn't have any friends. And his mom loved him so much and she celebrated his gift and she showed him that it was okay to be different. And I loved that single mom character. Before we move on to number four, I want to mention two divorced girl smiling partners that you might want to connect with if you're going through a divorce. The first one is Anna Krolikowska, who's a divorce attorney in Chicago and the North Shore. And I just love Anna. I've known Anna for several years. Anna is in practice herself, and she also is the president of the Illinois State Bar Association. So do you know how hard it is to get into that position? And Anna did it. She's very tough. She's very strong, but she is such a good, kind, compassionate person. So Anna Krolikowska. And the second person I want to mention is Leslie Glazer, who is a real estate agent and also a certified divorce real estate expert. And Leslie is my real estate agent. I love Leslie. She's wonderful. I can't think of anything. She's wonderful. She's smart. She negotiates well. She pays attention to every detail, and she can answer a lot of questions having to do with divorce. If you are selling your home, staying in your home, getting a rental, whatever it is you need real estate wise, Leslie's your girl. So you can find both of these people on divorcegirlsmiling.com. You're listening to the Divorce Girl Smiling podcast with Jackie Pilosoff, and I am celebrating single moms today in honor of Mother's Day. I'm moving on to number four of the nine characters who played single moms who taught us lessons. The fourth one is Fiona Gallagher. So has anybody seen Shameless? So Fiona was not a mother, but she was one of the sisters who had to raise her siblings. So I consider her a mother, but her gift was self-sacrifice and loyalty. The girl was 19 years old, beautiful, very street smart, could have gotten out of there and started a life, but she chose to raise her siblings, cook for them, clean for them, and try to be the best mom she could possibly be. Really an example of immense selflessness. Moving on to number five, Miranda Hobbs, played by Cynthia Nixon in Sex and the City. Ugh, my all-time favorite show. Can't really stand the reboot. I don't know if anyone's seen it, but I thought it was awful, which is such a shame because there's no bigger fan than Sex and the City than me. And by the way, on a side note, I wish they would have hired me as the writer because I would have made it all about really super funny divorce stories. Carrie should have been divorced, not widowed. Come on, let's be realistic here. But it is what it is. Okay. Back on track here, Miranda Hobbs, her gift that she gave to us is that you can still be sexy, you can still have fun, and be a good mom also. So a lot of people listening to this, you might feel guilty for trying to be sexy and dating, but oh no, girl, it's not over. You are getting divorced, but you're still a really sexy young person who deserves to have a good romantic life if that's what you want. Moving on to number six, Alicia Florrick in The Good Wife. Has anyone ever seen that show? Great show. Her gift, how to move on. So talk about getting your life together after your husband cheats on you, right and left. Alicia got it together. She got an amazing job. She became a law partner and she found love again. Number seven, oh, another one of my favorite shows, Miranda Bailey from Grey's Anatomy, played by Chandra Wilson. Her gift, you can still love your career and love your child. So she actually had two kids, I believe. She had a baby like later on. I've seen every episode of Grey's Anatomy. And talk about somebody who has passion. So if you're a career person and you're getting divorced and you feel guilty, don't. Just stop. I mean, you can still love your career and be a wonderful, caring, giving mother. Number nine, last one. And he was not a single mom, but he was a single dad. Chris Gardner, played by Will Smith in The Pursuit of Happiness. Now, here's my chance to talk about Will Smith. I have to say that growing up, first seeing Will Smith when I was in my 20s, if somebody asked me who my ultimate celebrity crush is, it was Will Smith. I was like, if I could ever meet one celebrity, this is who I want to meet. I think he's an amazing actor. I think he's so gorgeous. He seems like such a wonderful person. And then I see the Academy Awards, the infamous punch. And I would just want to say, I was so disappointed. I was like shattered almost, because that's how much I loved him. And I'm really, really disappointed. And I just need to find a way to get over it and really see the goodness in him. And Will, if you're listening and you want to come on the show and talk about this, I would do anything, because I have to believe you're a good person and you really seem like it. But let's talk about why that happened and why it's so unacceptable and what kind of example you're setting for people watching. So really disappointing. Now, that said, The Pursuit of Happiness, one of the best movies I've ever seen, honestly. And his gift as a single dad was ultimate selflessness. If you haven't seen that movie, you should see it. It is amazing. You will be in tears about this endless journey of intense pain and struggling. And you'll have happy tears also. And Chris Gardner was just a wonderful man. And I feel like when you see that movie, if he can do what he did, I certainly can get through even my roughest days of being a single mom. So that's the list. That's the nine characters who taught me at least some lessons about being a single mom. I want to get into Now I want to talk about another article I wrote called Nine Facts About the Suburban Single Mom. So I have lived in a suburban community, very tight-knit, very, very good people, but very gossipy. I was probably one of the first people I know to get divorced. I only knew one other girl in my whole town. That was 15 years ago. Since then, there have been many, many more. But it was really hard, and I felt like I was the only one and that everybody was talking about me. And I wrote this article about, you know, what I would want to say to people listening about the suburban single mom. And tell me if you agree with these nine things. So here we go. Nine facts about the suburban single mom. Number one, we don't hate our friends' exes. So what I mean by that is, if you are divorced and you run into your girlfriend's husband and they're getting divorced, he probably thinks you hate him just because you're a woman. Well, that's not the case at all. We don't judge. We don't know what's going on. So just say hi to us. Don't make it like this big weird thing. That's number one. Number two, we don't try to milk it. And what I mean by that is, in the several years I've been divorced in this community, I have experienced acts of kindness from people that bring me to tears. But I've also experienced really judgmental people who keep score. What I'm talking about is, like, when I was young and I got into these carpools with my kids, these parents would, like, everything had to be even Steven. And it was like, you know what? There's only one of me and there's two of you. And I was trying to work, raise my kids. And they were just like, well, we took the kids twice last week and you only took them once. And I just wanted to say to them, like, you have no clue, do you? So that's number two. Before I move on to number three of nine facts about the suburban single mom, I want to mention two more Divorce Girl Smiling partners. If you are in need of any of these things, trust me, these are good people. The first one I want to mention is mortgage banker Jeremy Woods, and I've known Jeremy for about 5 years. He's been in the mortgage business for 20 years. He's a single dad. He's a really, really good-hearted person, but he's very good at mortgages, very experienced. I know several people I've referred to him that have been happy. So Jeremy Woods. And then I want to introduce my newest Divorce Girl Smiling partner, divorce attorney Catherine Miller, who is the founder of the Miller Law Group. The Miller Law Group is a New York and Connecticut-based law firm with about 7 divorce professionals. I believe 5 of them are divorce attorneys. And I've gotten to know Catherine. Oh my gosh, I would so recommend her. She is a huge fan of mediation and the collaborative process. She has her own podcast called Divorce Dialogues, and I believe she teaches mediation. So Catherine Miller and her partners, wonderful, 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 wonderful firm. You can find both of these people and more Divorce Girl Smiling partners on divorcegirlsmiling.com. You're listening to the Divorce Girl Smiling podcast with Jackie Pilisoff. We're talking all things single moms in honor of Mother's Day. I am moving on to number 3 of the 9 facts about the suburban single mom. Our divorce doesn't consume us. That means that people assume, I think, that the single mom sits around, feels sorry for herself, and cries. Okay, no. Please treat us with normalcy. Stop looking at us as if we were just diagnosed with a terminal illness. All right, number 4, we don't care if you saw our ex out on a date. So people used to say, oh, I saw your ex. He was like at this bar with this woman and yeah, they looked really cozy. Why do I want to hear about that? All that's going to make me do is cry. Please spare me the details. Number 5, we spoil our children a little more than the average person. Okay, that's just the way it is. Divorce guilt. It's really not right, but we do it. Number 6, we still want to socialize with couples. So when I got divorced, I stopped getting invited to several things. Parties, couples nights. I mean, WTF. I was really, really hurt by it. A lot of people excluded me. Some people to this day have never talked to me since I got divorced. Oh, I take that back. They took me out to dinner so they could hear the scoop, and then they never talked to me again. Number 7, don't assume we are looking for husband number 2. Now, I was just a guest on someone else's podcast yesterday, and I was telling her that when I got divorced, I was looking for husband number 2, which was a huge mistake because after a couple years, I was like, or not a couple, which was a huge mistake because after several months, I was like, what am I doing? This is not a good strategy. I need independence. I need to go back to work. I need to find a life without a man, which is what I did. Okay, number... But people assume that single moms want to meet another husband. And of course, we want to find love, we want to date, we want to have fun, but we're not necessarily looking to get remarried. Number 8, we don't dread Mother's Day or other holidays. Mother's Day is still enjoyable. It just takes on a different twist. But if you think about it, Mother's Day isn't about couples. The only couples holiday, if you think about it, is Valentine's Day. There's no other holiday that is all about couples. Christmas, Easter, Hanukkah, the 4th of July, those are all family holidays. And you can still have a great time with your family, which you still are if you are a mother. And if you have family, a mom, a dad, cousins, sisters, brothers, whatever, and friends. So don't worry about Mother's Day. It's not a couple's holiday, and you still deserve to be pampered by your children. And that might mean breakfast in bed from young kids, or it might mean your adult children taking you out for dinner. Okay, number nine, last one, we can still believe in happily ever after. And let me tell everybody on here listening, you deserve a happily ever after. And if you make good choices, you're going to have a happily ever after. But that is up to you. You get to write your happily ever after. And what that means is making good choices, meaning stay out of trouble, avoid excessive drinking, don't look for husband number two, and believe in yourself and focus on things you absolutely love to do in life, passions, and spend time with people you love and work hard. And I promise you will get a happily ever after. Before I sign off, I want to talk about one more thing that is so special to me. And that is that my father, who is no longer alive, he was one of the wisest people I've ever known. And whenever things would get difficult, you know, with me and my divorce and being a single mom, my dad's advice would always include this stern kind of get tough tone. And he would say, handle it. Sometimes he'd say things like, handle it like an executive would, or you can handle it, or I believe in you, so handle it. And the answer, handle it, always came up in anything he would say to me. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because the reason I'm bringing this up is because I saw this quote a while ago, and this woman wrote, the women who I love and admire for their strength and grace did not get that way because shit worked out. They got that way because shit went wrong and they handled it. They handled it in 1,000 different ways on 1,000 different days, but they handled it. And those women are my superheroes. And when I read that, I just started crying because my dad would always say, handle it. And that's what this woman was saying. So what I'm going to say to you about handle it is, I'm not telling you, oh, just handle it. It's easy. We all know it's not easy. But handle it means have the confidence in yourself, have the belief in yourself that you can handle it because you can do it. You are so much stronger than you think that you have no idea. And stop the negative self-talk. Stop thinking about all the mistakes you've made in the past and how tired you are. And, you know, but I understand that you are. I'm really validating that. But self-pity and temporary depression are not healthy things. So get on your big girl pants, get your self-confidence together, and handle it. And I say that with so much love in my heart because I know you can do it. So with that said, you're listening to the Divorce Girl Smiling podcast with Jackie Pilisoff. I want to wish everybody a healthy, happy, enjoyable Mother's Day. And I want to tell you that you're a wonderful mother. And if you want to learn more or read more articles or watch videos or look for good resources, go to divorcegirlsmiling.com. Enjoy your day, everybody. Thanks so much for listening.